A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. In our gospel today, Jesus once again ruffles feathers. First, he calls a tax collector, Levi, to be his disciple. And as if that weren't enough, he goes to eat at his house along with other tax collectors. At the time of Jesus, tax collectors weren't merely considered a nuisance, but a truly dishonorable profession. The tax collector made his money by charging above and beyond the tax to support himself and his family. In addition to this, tax collectors acted on behalf of the Roman Empire and were often viewed as colluding with the oppressor. This is the first of several instances in Luke's gospel where Jesus' association with sinners is questioned. Later on, Jesus will reproach the crowd, saying, "The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.'" Later on, at the house of a Pharisee, when a woman comes and anoints Jesus' feet with oil, his host thinks, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." In the second half of the gospel, the Pharisees and scribes continue grumbling over whom Jesus keeps company with. They complain, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." And when on the road to Jerusalem for the last time, Jesus passes through Jericho and meets another notorious tax collector, Zacchaeus. The gospel writer tells us, "All who saw it began to grumble and said, 'He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner.'" This complaint that Jesus keeps company with sinners continues throughout Jesus' earthly life. And no wonder, looking through Luke's gospel, this is where we find Jesus, with the sinful, the small, the lowly. From his birth in a place where animals are kept, to his crucifixion between two common criminals, we do not find Jesus in royal banquets or courts or places of honor. We find him feeding the hungry, healing the blind, lame, and leprous, placing his hands on those tormented by demons, and yes, eating with tax collectors. Jesus' response to those who question his actions seems to be, "Where else would you have me be?" His reply to those who ask him, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" is, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." And though at first it might seem like Jesus is saying some people are outside of his mission, what he is really saying is that the only people who are outside of the circle of his welcome and friendship are those who have placed themselves there. For when we are self-righteous, we have no room to grow. We have said we are already who we need to be. We do not need grace or healing. We have the answers. And maybe we do, but these answers are limited and so much smaller than the unimaginable fullness that Jesus invites us to. We are all human, which means we are all sinners, all in need of the healing that the great physician would offer us. But there is a temptation to mask our sinfulness, to hide it under layers of propriety and self-righteousness. This is not what Jesus would have us do. He longs to be with us, wounds and warts and all. But first, we must be real. We must peel away the layers of false righteousness. Each year, Lent offers us another opportunity to intentionally practice repentance, to know the freedom of counting oneself among the sinners who is given the unearned gift of eating at the table of the Lord and sitting in his company. And in our repentance, may we build bridges to others. Instead of asking in amazement and self-righteous indignation, "Why, Lord, do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" may we sharpen our eyes to look for Jesus there, among the least among us, among those we have branded as sinners and outcasts, the ones we look on as less than. We must pull up a chair at the dinner table along with the other tax collectors and sinners, for this is where we will find him.